and welcome to the Loan Officer Team Training. My name is Irene Duford, and I'm your host. And I have a really great guest on today that I have enjoyed watching his videos. I've enjoyed watching or listening to his podcast, and I'm just super impressed with him. And I wanted to share him with the rest of the loan officers out there because he has such a great story and such a great success story, which is very, very important in today's market, especially. We need as much motivation, as much encouragement as possible. And I've seen some of what you've done, and I'm going to ask you some questions today, Devin. So welcome, Devin Dubuque. From what city are you in?
Well, so right now I'm out of Addison, Texas, but I live in Salina, Texas, just up north. And I just want to say something real quick. We're going to have to do a coin flip on who's more honored to be with in front of who, because I've seen your success story. And, you know, I've been following you for a long time, Irene. And you just, man, you wow is right, right? You've got the wow and wow training. We've got the wow in Irene and everything that you do. So thank you, you know, for bringing me onto your show and give me the opportunity to tell my story. But, you know, I always love to hear yours too, because, you know, I heard you speak multiple times at the Freedom Club events. And, man, I've just always just, you brought me to tears one time. I don't know if you knew that, but you did, just hearing your story and where you've come from. So, thank you for being you.
So much. I appreciate that. And thank you for being a client of our WOW training. We really appreciate that. You are a super VIP with us, have sent multiple people. So, And we'll talk about that a little bit, but I want to hear your story. Tell us how you got started. Like, what did you do before you got in the mortgage business? And then how long have you been in the mortgage business?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I don't know if you caught, I said I live in Salina, Texas, but I'm from Salina, Kansas originally. They're spelled a little different. But when I got out here to Texas and I saw fields surrounded by tractors, I was like, this is home. And it just happens to have the same name. So it worked out really great. So I moved out here in late 99, literally 99, 2000. It was the end of 99, beginning of 2000. And when I first came out here, I was a sales guy. I was in car sales, a little bit different vehicle, right? Pun intended. The thing that I learned in car sales was obviously, you know, hard work, right? You know, I mean, you know, you're out there a lot of the times from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. And when the opportunity came along to get into the mortgage industry, I said, man, this is great. I don't have to stand out on the blacktop in 105 degree temperature, you know, opening up cars all day, which I love selling cars. Actually, I was really passionate about it. I think you need to be passionate about what you do. I love cars. What I didn't love was, you know, the way that consumers saw me. A lot of the times when you're in that industry, people don't look at you in the best light. And that was difficult for me because I'm a nice guy and I care about people. And I was like, man, no, but I'm a nice guy, right? I'm not trying to take advantage of you. But I think that was a big problem in that industry, you know, when I was there. So I transitioned to mortgage in 2002. So I've been in the industry for 21 years, and this has been the majority of my career is in this industry. So I'll date myself a little bit. I'm 47.
Okay. I wish I was still 47.
So I got in when I was 26. I was still pretty early on. So I've been doing this for a long time. When I got in the industry, I actually didn't know that mortgage meant the loan on your home. That's how green I was. I was like, hey, a lot of people that I know are getting into this industry. You know, they're telling me that it's been very successful. They're helping people. And that was always really important to me, was to help people. And so when I got over here and realized that's exactly what it is, right? We're helping people with their biggest dream, which is the dream of home ownership. But sometimes we're helping people with their finances, right? I got in an industry where the rates were the lowest they'd ever been, at a low 6.5. Uh-huh. And, you know, we were doing a lot of cash out debt consolidation back then and helping people with their finances. And man, that was amazing for me, you know, to be able to have that opportunity to help people look at what they're doing and find a way that they could actually, you know, save money utilizing their mortgage as a vehicle. So that's where I got my start. And then I moved up from loan originator to manager pretty quick. It was literally within my first year, my CEO at the time, Dallas Home Loans, no longer in business, came to me and said, man, you're doing great things, but I think you'd do better if you could lead a team. Would you do that? And I haven't looked back ever since. I've been leading teams since 2004.
That's so great. But you're also a producing branch manager. Is that right?
No, I'm non-producing. Yeah, okay. I'm non-producing. I have produced throughout the years. I think the last time I came out of retirement, right, and got back on the producing side was in 2017. So not that long ago. Yeah, when I started the branch here at Click and Close Mortgage, and I should say the second branch, because I brought a branch here and then I opened a new branch in 2015, employee number one, and built this thing up to, I think at our pinnacle, we were, 87 employees.
Wow.
We closed like almost $600 million in volume that year. So
really,
but I was doing loans when I opened the branch, right? When you're one of one, you've got to do everything. You've got to, you've got to do the loans. You got to do I did the processing at that point in time, right? And I basically built our model and then trained new people and built out the branch to, to where it is today. So
I love that. Do you have them all over in different states or mostly in Texas or?
I do. Yeah. So we're a national brand. We do have a servicing portfolio. So we service borrowers in all 50 states. And at the end of the day, my team is branched out around the U.S. as well. Most of us are here in Texas. Mm-hmm. This is where our corporate office is. So we're here out of Addison. But most of my people work from home. And, we've got people in Florida, we've got people in Kansas, we've got people in Utah, we've got people in Colorado, and that's it primarily right now. But we're branching out, my people are licensed in all 50. So we do business a little bit everywhere.
That's fantastic. So when you decided to go non-producing, was it a little bit scary?
No, it wasn't for me. And I'll tell you why. I always have been great at teaching people. My mother was a teacher. My grandmother was a teacher. My great grandfather was a teacher. My uncle was a teacher. But what I found from every one of them is we love teaching, but they didn't make a lot of money doing that. And they, there were some struggles there, right? Growing up as a kid, I had a single mother who was a teacher and she said, don't teach. Don't teach. She's like, I love what I do, but don't do that. You need to be able to support your family. And so, I got into a different type of teaching, right? Which is through the vessel of mortgage. And I'll tell you why it wasn't scary for me, Irene. I love helping families, but there's only so many families I can help as one individual. When I bring on people underneath me and I can help teach them what I do successfully, I can help more families, right? And I think that's a beautiful thing, right? It's being able to give those families great service. And the satisfaction of knowing the people behind the scenes care. We care about them becoming homeowners. It's not about a monetary value. What I found, Irene, is the money comes with the job if you're doing the right things, which is caring about the people that you serve.
Yes, yeah. It really is. That's what it's all about. For me, especially, I've been that way from day one when I got into the mortgage business. But
100%.
My husband was a teacher and for many years, and then he came to work with me in the mortgage business. But as a teacher, he was very limited to what he could make. And so because of that, I always earned more than he did, but he doesn't care. And neither do I, because it all goes in one pot, right?
100%.
But being a teacher, I wanted to be a teacher so bad. And I never did do it. I ended up getting in the mortgage business in 1997, which was a while ago. But my older brother was in the mortgage business, the only one in our family of 14. And he kept telling me, you should get into the mortgage business, Irene, when I was younger. And so I didn't get in until 97, but I'm so glad I did. Best decision I ever made was that.
Well, you're here too. We're glad you're here too, because you're doing some awesome stuff.
Well, thank you. So what was one experience that you've had that was really hard for you, maybe, whether in your business? But it taught you a great lesson as you went through it.
That's a tough question to ask, right? And I'll tell you what it is. And I think this is common of a lot of great leaders. I care about the people on the team, sometimes maybe more than I should, right? And at the end of the day, I think it was learning how to let go of employees when things weren't clicking, right? When things just weren't right. And we're not talking about, you're fired, right? That's not it at all. It's, there's a couple different things that you look at there. Number one, are they the right fit for your team? Are they on the same sideline cheering you on, doing the things that we need to do? That's a tough one, because sometimes, you've got people people that work with you and in your personal lives, so you're great friends, but they're not always the best candidates to have on the team. Sometimes there can be some poison in the well, and it's tough to let some of those people go, especially when you care about them. I mean, they have families, and that's a hard one for me. The other one is knowing when to let go when the business is changing. That's another hard one. We all found that out, you know, over the last year and a half, and I've been in this for a long time, you know, but we went from a point where rates were in the low twos, right? You know, you could literally get a rate at 1.99 at some point in time. And then over, you know, a period of several short months, we were up in the sevens and eights, and you have to know how to size your business. And that's tough. That's tough because these are people that grew with you and you grew with them. And when you've got to be able to let them, you know, hey, this isn't going to be great for you. That's tough. But what's funny, and I'll tell you what I found, Irene, is that when you do, they go on to live great lives doing something else. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're able to keep your business steady and consistent for the people that are here on the team. And that's so important because you've got to make sure that you're impacting the lives that you can successfully impact.
Boy, that's the truth. And one thing I learned from Carl White, one of many things I've learned from Carl White, but the one I remember the most was when you let someone go, and he tells the story about when he was let go from washing eggs. Yeah. But when you let someone go, they find what they're really good at. It may not that's be right. immediate, but they do find that. Like you said, they end up being happier because they're in a job that they really enjoy. And that's important. Really, it really is. Important. So
you have to love what you do. You got to love yes. it. You got to love what you do. Yeah. You know, and where you're doing it too. I think that's super important as well. Right.
I agree. Where you're doing it is really important. So what's one thing you're really, really big on mindset. And that's where we have a lot in common. You know, you're big yeah. on mindset. You honestly believe that success is not only possible, but it's doable. So what is one habit that you have, Devin, that helps you every day with that?
I think, you know, that's, again, it's a great question. Sometimes I just don't know where it comes from. I'll tell you what it is, Irene, the struggle, right? You know, I grew up with, like I said, a single mother who did what it took to get things done. And watching her, you know, work multiple jobs just to give me the opportunity to become successful in my life, man, that was tough, right? Because there were some years where things were really, really, really hard for her. And there's a lot of time where I didn't have anybody at home, you know, in the evening times. Like normally, you know, you think of a family where mom, you know, and dad are at home and you're having family dinner, and that we didn't have that. You know, I mean, she was typically working a second job and I was there, you know, trying to figure out what to cook for dinner. And, then she'd get home very late. And I never wanted to see that for my kids. I wanted them to have mom and dad there and have that family atmosphere. And I think that's where my drive came from. But how do I get, you know, the motivation juices flowing? You know, one of the things I do is I jump up every morning and get on the Breakfast Club call with Frank Gray and Steve Kiles and Carl. And, you know, at the end of the day, I found for me, that's a great place to start with getting your mindset right. In fact, it's funny because my kids ride to school with dad. You know, I get them up every morning. I get them dressed. I get them fed. I get them in the car. And then we listen to Breakfast Club.
That's great.
We do. It's every day, every single day. And I found that's a great way to get started because, you know, I've got that consistent routine of this is what we do. But then I'm feeding my brain with positive energy with other like-minded, like-hearted people across the United States. You know, that's a great way to just get in that consistency pattern. The second thing for me is we do call stars. You know, in fact, what you can't see on my screen over here to the left, all my team is in the background doing their call stars, making all their scheduled phone calls, you know, to all the consumers and agents that we work with. And I get up and I lead those guys every morning. And that's important to me. So I get on there at 9 a.m. Central and it's a pep rally. This is what we're going to do. Let's get out there. Let's hear some cheers. Let's get excited, right? Let's get excited, right? Let's win the day every single day. And that's, you know, that's how I get started in the morning.
I love it. I love it. And you're the leader. So they're going to follow the way the leader is. And they need that energy every single morning. They need it.
Irene, you said it great right there. And I'm going to stop you for one second. People need to be well led right now.
Yes.
We're in a really interesting time, not just for the mortgage industry, but in the world today. Inflation is at an all-time high, right? People are struggling financially. Some people are struggling mentally. They need somebody that can wake up and push them to that next level so that they can find great success even when things are difficult for most, right? And I think that's what it's all about. That's where that mindset comes from. Let's get up and do the things that it takes to create success. There's no magic miracle bean that we're going to take that all of a sudden money just starts coming our way, right? Some people hit it big on one great idea, right? Mm-hmm. But for most of us, it's doing the difficult task every single day until we get what we want.
That's exactly what it is. I love that. And you do video and you do a podcast. So tell us about that, a little bit about how you do that. What started it? Why do you do it?
You know, it's funny you asked that. So you know this because you actually were just at the Freedom Club event. You know, we were sitting in a room in Nashville, Tennessee. It was myself and David Wynn a year ago, almost to the date. And Carl and Steve were up talking about the benefits of podcasting, how it can help you get a voice out there where people can listen to you. It also helps develop relationships with your agent partners. And, you know, we looked at each other and said, let's start Friday. Yeah. And we did. Started Friday. You know, our first video was in my kitchen with, you know, the fireplace in the background. And it was on a Zoom camera, just, you know, Zoom just like this one. And we were like, well, what do we talk about? Let's talk about our success plan. And that was it. So we interviewed each other and that's where we got started with it. And what's funny is that's now led into, we shoot 2 to 3 podcasts a week. We shoot a Monday, Mortgage Monday, which is a market update, basically just talking about what happened last week. So agents and borrowers have a good idea what's going on in the industry. We shoot the Agent Animals, which is basically, I call mine Agent Click and Learn, just an intro to.
I love it.
In the real estate world, here's some cool training on how to have success in today's world, right? Midweek motivational is what you're talking about. You know, and I never knew that I was always told you're good at motivating. I never thought about putting it in a video. And my videographer is like, hey, he shows me a video one day. He's like, can you do this? And I was like, probably.
For sure, I can do that.
Let's do it. And we sat down and I did it. And man, we had a ton of hits on that. And everybody's like, do more of that. So I do at least one motivational every single week. And then we've got our podcast that airs on Thursdays and we'd started doing a pro tip of the week and we send that out on Saturday. And the reason we chose Saturday, I listened to Carl often. And what he said was, if you're trying to sell something, don't send it out on the weekend. You'll have the least success selling something on the weekend. But if you're just trying to help people, well, you'll get more views on a Saturday. And I was like, well, let's do a pro tip of the week. Let's send it on Saturday. We're not selling anything. We're just giving people great advice as to what to do in this industry. We've got decades of experience. Let's share it with the world. So now we do video every single week.
That is awesome. You never know who you're going to motivate, who you're going to be a part of their lives. And you don't even know it by doing a podcast, by doing video, especially video. So in 2009, I think it was, or 2008, somewhere around there, when Carl was doing, that's how I met Carl. I was in a small community in Arizona, Northern Arizona, small community. I come from Los Angeles originally, so I'm a city, I'm a city gal, but we moved to a small community on purpose to raise our kids. And that's where I got into the mortgage business. And I kept getting these emails from Carl White, Carl White, Carl White. Didn't know who he was. All of a sudden, I opened them and I started getting on. This was, you know, when he had the live webinars and you could get on them and everything. Well, he's still doing that on Breakfast Club. But anyway, I got on it and I just connected with him so well. And the video is what started everything. And then I flew across the country to his first, to my first event, which was how to get business on Facebook. If you can believe that, that was when it was brand new. I think it was 2010. That's awesome. And that's how I met him. But if he hadn't done video, I would have never known who he was. But I used to watch his videos with every time he sent a video, they were so good. And he was helping people. He was helping me and helping people. And you're doing the same thing when you do your videos. And I'm going to do the same thing with my videos because that's how I met Carl, was through video. So I started doing videos when no one else was doing them. And, you know, to be honest, I've gotten off schedule doing videos. I need to be doing them again. I no longer do mortgage origination. I think it's been about 4 or 5 years now that I'm not originating, but I'm coaching and doing the training. And so I kind of got off track with that, Devin. So it's reminding me right now that I need to get back on track with that. But what if Carl hadn't done those videos? How would I know him? How would I have, you know, where would we be right now?
If you and me both. Yeah, you and me both. You know, I've always had a voice, but it was never through video. You know, a lot of people are like, man, you jump right in, you did this thing. And I'm like, well, but I never had before, right? I wouldn't have had that voice if it wasn't for Carl, because guess what? We found the Marketing Animals through the Breakfast Club, and then it was through the podcast network. And I was watching Carl, and I was watching Steve, and I was watching Frank, and then eventually you, Irene, you know, and at the end of the day, you're right. Had Carl not started his chain reaction, you and I wouldn't be here talking today.
Right.
I wouldn't have started that video series. And the helping people thing, you're so right about that. You know, it's not uncommon for people that I know in my life that I haven't spoken to for years, right? People from my hometown or people that I've known in the past to reach out and go, man, thank you for your videos. They inspire me every day. I have people that are in the office or people around my house that are like, anytime that I don't want to do something, I just hear your voice in the back of my head saying, just do it and do it and do it. And I just do it. You know, I just get up and do it. And the question, Irene, is how many other people in different parts of the world are we connecting with these videos that we don't even know?
Yes.
I did a video the other day when my mother had passed away. And it was one that, you know, was very hit home for me. And I shared it with, we shoot downstairs here at the office, and we've got a security lady that's in there, and she hears me. Now, of course, the one I was shooting at the time is one you've heard me get pretty vocal, right? So
yes.
I'm over there just, you know, kind of yelling into the microphone, and I realize she's in the other room, and I'm thinking I should probably go say something to her so she doesn't think I'm just some crazy guy yelling at the microphone, right? So I go over there and I was like, hey, just so you know, this is what we do. And I shared two different videos with her. And, you know, you never know which one's going to connect. And it was the second one, which was more sentimental. And Irene, she broke down in tears.
I can imagine.
And we had a moment, you know, we had a moment together. Sorry, I'm going to choke up.
It's okay.
She needed to hear that day.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yep.
So, you know, you don't know who you're going to help.
So
until
true.
You help them. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I've lost both my parents. I know what that's like. It's not an easy thing to do. But the important thing about it is that you are passing on what you've learned from your mother. And
that's right.
All the people that are hearing your story and hearing the different things that you're talking about in the videos, oh my goodness, it really does help people. And that's why it's so impactful, Devin, is because I could tell the minute I heard you that this is who you are. And this is how you live.
Right.
It's not, you know, I knew it was real. And so that's why I felt I connected with you so quickly.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. Well, you know, and I told her, you know, as she was passing, you know, hey, you think I already had fire before?
Yes.
Watch out, right? Because here I come, you know, here I come, you know. And at the end of the day, that's it. I want to lead more people with passion. And it doesn't matter what part of the world they're in, if they listen to one of my videos and it changes their day, their week, their month, their year, their life, man, I've impacted somebody. And man, that's more important than anything else. You know, we talked about why I do what I do here. It's so that I can help families. And that Mind Shook series that we started, that's what it's about. It's about helping people that are in need. It's I think it's my calling.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it is, and I think you should keep doing it because it's helping a lot of people.
Are you holding off on training your loan partners, your loan assistants, your team members and support staff on how to wow your clients? Are they getting that kind of training from you? You probably plan on training them if you get a few extra hours, but when does that happen realistically? And meanwhile, your team is doing the best they can with the information that they have. But you know, this kind of training really doesn't exist anywhere else. When you do the training, that means you're not as responsive as you want to be with your clients, and you're not hitting your closing and income goals as a loan officer. So how much is it costing you to not have a team that's properly trained how to wow clients and referral partners so that they only want to work with you because of the great experience that they're getting? We teach them how to use efficient step-by-step processes and systems that work, how to follow up so nothing falls through the cracks and loans close on time and even early, how to build wonderful relationships with clients, how to wow people so they go, man, that was an amazing experience. The members of his or her team are amazing. They're so on it. How to use scripts and dialogues for winning clients, setting expectations, and communicating with clients so that you can prevent problems down the road. How to handle difficult clients, how to make clients feel appreciated and valued, and how to handle and overcome objections. It might be time to ask for some help. That's why we're here. Loan Team Training has our next live WOW training coming up. We train your team for you so you can focus on closing loans. Check it out at loanteamtraining.com for our next class and see how many five-star reviews we have from past WOW training participants and their loan officers who sent them at loanteamtrainingreviews.com. Remember, it's an interactive virtual training with live trainers, and we train any of your support staff that is communicating with clients and referral partners. Our sessions are 9 to 11:30 Pacific time. Check us out and sign your loan partner or team member up at loanteamtraining.com. Tell us one thing right now that you're excited about that you're working on. Anise?
Ooh.
You probably have lots of things knowing you.
We've always got a lot of stuff cooking here. You know, I mean, for us, you know, it's all about now we want to take more of the people from the team and get them involved in video, right? I think that's really important because obviously my voice is being heard, but I want to make sure that their voices are heard too, right? It's important to me that people that come to our branch and, you know, they don't think, man, it's all about Devin. That's not it, right? I want it to be all about everybody. I want each one of my people to become individuals in what they do. And I want them to get their voices out there too, because these are great people that have stories to tell. And man, I want them to tell them too, right? And so that's one of the things that my videographer and I have been talking about is starting a new series where we bring on different people from the office and have somebody speak every single day, whether it's a pro tip of the week or whether it's motivational, whatever their comfort level is. I'd like to have more people here sharing, you know, their knowledge in this industry as well. I think that's really important. So that's a big thing for me. And then, you know, recruiting, we're trying to build this thing to a national brand, right? We want to be, we're in 50 states. We want presence in 50 states. I want to have boots on ground everywhere, you know, so that we can, you know, help more families across this United States.
Mm-hmm. So how can people get in touch with you if they're looking to, you know, they're looking for a different company or they're looking to do video or that type of thing? What's the best way for them to reach out to you? And we'll put it in the show notes as well.
Yeah, awesome. So, you know, I think the easiest way to get in touch with me, because I don't have the ability to answer my phones often, a lot of that goes to my concierge team. Uh-huh. So if they want to reach my concierge team, it's 214-261-3355. Again, that's 214-261-3355. And they'll get you on the schedule at any time. But the best place for us is the Dubuque team. That's my name. So the Dubuque, D-U-B-U-C team.com. You can also find us on Facebook, IG, or YouTube. I have links on there to jump right on my calendar. So that's the easiest way, you know, if you want to talk. And I meet with people every single day. Sometimes it's just people looking for advice, and I'm happy to help.
Well, that's great. Well, I appreciate you being here. And you know what? I just want you to know, Devin, how much I appreciate you investing in your team and sending them to our training. That has meant so much to me, and we wouldn't be in business without great people like you. So I really appreciate that. And we let them know when they come on, you know, Devin and or your loan officer really invested a lot in you, and you wouldn't be here if he didn't believe in you, or they don't believe in you, if they didn't believe in you. So we just really appreciate it, Devin. I appreciate your trust in us, and it means a lot to us that you have sent your team to us and continue to do that. So thank you for that.
We've got more coming. I think you've got another training coming in January that we've got team members already signed up for. So whenever we bring on, you know, new operational people, we want them to get that Irene Duford wow experience. It's awesome what you guys are doing over there, Irene. So
well,
thank you.
Thank you so much. And so I appreciate you being here. I know you've got a lot going on and you took time, and I really appreciate it. So any words of wisdom and words of encouragement that you could give our loan officers today?
100%. You know, words of encouragement are do what it takes, right? Do what it takes. If you're not getting the success that you want right now, look at your process, right? Make the adjustments that are necessary and make sure that you get up every single day and do what it takes. And it's going to take time. It's not something that happens overnight. It's the consistency of the weeks, the months, and the years that eventually make your business explode. So don't lose sight when you don't see the results you're looking for after a couple of weeks. We found that it typically takes about 90 days to really see the benefits of what you're doing, but that's only if you're doing it every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And if you don't have your results that you need by Thursday, Fridays as well. We actually started doing our call stars on Fridays. So consistent activity, that's it, hands down. And you will have that success you desire.
That's it. That's it. I say no more. You said it all. So I appreciate you being here. And I look forward to many more times that we'll hear from you on video. Absolutely. And podcasting and to be back again on my podcast one of these times and talk about a different subject.
You'll have to come to ours. You'll come over to ours sometime.
Yeah, I sure would love that. Yeah. So, well, thank you everybody for being here. We will sign off now, but we sure appreciate you being here with us, Devin.
Thanks so much for having me, Irene. It's been an absolute honor to be here on your show today.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for being on the podcast today and listening, whether you're listening or watching on YouTube, wherever you are. I just want you to know how much we appreciate you listening and hopefully getting some good value out of it. So if you did get some good value, I would sure appreciate it if you would share this with other loan officers and people that you know that it applies to. We would really appreciate that. That would mean a lot to me. That way we can be seen more and people will be able to find us easier if we do that. So thanks for being here. Have an enjoyable day.